From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. The United Nations Yugoslav War Crimes Tribunal ruled Wednesday that the former Bosnian Serb army leader, Ratko Mladic, is guilty of genocide, war crimes, and crimes against humanity stemming from the conflict in the former Yugoslavia during the 1990s. Slatica Hoc reports for VOA.
The name of General Ratko Mladic will forever be linked to the Srebrenica massacre, the killing of at least 7,000 Muslim men and boys in 1995, following the breakup of former Yugoslavia. He was charged on 11 counts for his role in the three-year war.
Count one, genocide.
In July of 1995, Bosnian Serb forces overran the UN-protected enclave of Srebrenica. About 15,000 men escaped to a nearby forest in an attempt to reach an area held by Bosnian Muslims. The Serb forces followed to prevent their escape.
U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson is calling the violence in Myanmar's Rakhine State that triggered a mass relocation of Muslim Rohingya to neighboring Bangladesh ethnic cleansing. The U.S. State Department had been considering whether to officially make such a designation. During a visit last week to Myanmar, Tillerson said events in the West Coast state of Rakhine had those characteristics. Pope Francis is meeting with the military chief of Myanmar, as well as the Rohingya Muslims who claim to be persecuted. During the trip to Myanmar, starting November 26, he will meet with the senior general shortly before leaving for neighboring Bangladesh. Human rights groups and the United Nations accuse Myanmar of atrocity against the Muslim population. This is VOA News. Zimbabwe's incoming president, Emmerson Mnangagwa, returned to the country Wednesday after spending about 2 weeks in exile. His ascendance follows the resignation Tuesday of longtime President Robert Mugabe. He was greeted by jubilant crowds who were celebrating the end of 37 years of Mugabe rule.
The intention to derail this process, that intention was intense. But, as he said, the will of the people will always, always succeed.
Zimbabwe's parliament speaker says that he will be sworn in the country's new president Friday. Former vice president abruptly fled the country November 6th after Mugabe fired him. Lebanese Prime Minister Saad Hariri said Wednesday that he is putting on hold his resignation at the request of President Michel Aoun. Speaking at the presidential palace near Beirut after a parade marking Lebanon's Independence Day, Hariri said the delay was meant to give time for more discussion with the president. Eight people were rescued and three still missing after a U.S. Navy transport plane crashed Wednesday into the Western Pacific Ocean. The Navy said the twin-propeller C-2A Greyhound aircraft plummeted into the sea about 925 kilometers southeast of Okinawa while it was en route on a mission taking passengers and cargo from a U.S. base in Japan to the USS Ronald Reagan aircraft carrier. With a new round of UN-led peace talks set to begin next week, Syrian opposition figures are meeting Wednesday in Saudi Arabia in an attempt to form a more unified front. While several outside nations with heavy influence on the conflict are holding their own consultations in Russia. Since the fighting broke out in 2011, the rebels have been a fragmented force opposing President Bashar al-Assad, with multiple attempts at uniting under an umbrella backed by disagreements among the many factions. U.S. President Donald Trump's relisting of North Korea this week as a state sponsor of terrorism, a largely symbolic move, and the announcement of tightened sanctions Tuesday were generally welcomed by analysts as stepped-up pressure on Pyongyang to give up its nuclear and missile programs. But analysts question whether the moves, which also target Chinese trade, can get North Korea to the negotiating table. New U.S. sanctions announced Tuesday against North Korea may add some substance to the symbolism, but only if China steps in as well. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.